We did promise tequila in the studio, so we're definitely going to be doing that now. What I didn't expect was perhaps the most authentic looking alcohol maker we've ever had. You know, he comes with a proper beard and a proper hat, so you know he is the real deal. Literally, if you saw this guy walking in the street, you would say, what could he be? And you'd say, probably a tequila maker. So welcome to the show, Guillermo.
Guillermo.
Thank you. No, great. I was close. I was close. Who is the maker of Fortaleza tequila. And yes?
Fortaleza.
Do you need to drink a couple before you can say everything correctly? Is that how it works? Is that how you guys
decided? That's quite
right. Well, it's great to have you in studio. Can you start off by telling us what is your family history and how did you get started in making tequila?
Well, my family history, my great-great-grandfather got to this town of Tequila in the 1850s, and he worked on a hacienda back in those days, and he learned how to make tequila, and in 1873, he started his brand, and it's quite a big brand. The name is Sauza, and it's a worldwide brand. Unfortunately, after three generations in the family, my grandfather sold it. But we kept the smallest distillery. And so in 1976, when he sold, I was about 20 years old in college. And finally in the year 2000, we were able to rehabilitate the little tiny factory. And in 2005, we started producing Fortaleza.
Well, I suppose you could have worse family businesses to go into than tequila making. By the way, if you are so inclined, we have a great bottle of Blanco Fortaleza to give away, and it's immaculate. It's got labels. Look, is this an ostrich egg that you've put in the top, or a crocodile egg or something? That's what it looks like.
It quite looks like that, but it's actually modeled after the harvested agave, and we call it a piña. And, of course, the harvest agave, though, is normally 35, 50, 70 kilos, much, much bigger. So it's a miniature.
Okay. Well, there you go. You can check out the agave as well. So if you would like a bottle to celebrate really anything, actually, when it comes to tequila, please be our guests. You can SMS us on 34519. WhatsApp us on 061-895-1019. You can tweet us at KFM or email us on onair@kfm.com. And you'll just have to answer a very simple question. Where is Fortaleza made? Send us your messages, and you could be the winner of a bottle for yourself. So you said it is a small factory, and I'm assuming you've kept some of the methods from back in the day. So how do you do it? What does it involve?
Well, yes, it's a very small factory, and we have the boiler from 1903, and we're still using that. But it involves cooking the agaves, and we use a brick oven to cook the agaves, plus 30 hours of cooking. And then we mill, and we use a crushing stone to mill. And once we mill, we can wash it to get the pulp off the fiber of the agave, and it's sweet now because it was cooked, by the way. And then we can pump up to fermentation, and from fermentation to double distillation. And it all happens in one room, but it's maybe 30 meters wide by maybe 100 meters long.
Wow, that sounds fairly intense. And an agave basically is just a cactus, right?
Well,
it's more than just a cactus.
Yeah,
it is a kind of a cactus.
It's in the Agavaceae family, and it does do something similar to the cactus because it can live during a drought, period of drought. We have a rainy season that is only half the year, and then the other half of the year it's very, very dry, and the plant has to survive with very little water. And it does so because it's similar to the cactus, and it breathes at night. So it does its oxygen release at night, and its carbon dioxide absorption at night. And that way it can conserve water. So, yes, it's like a cactus, but it's in its own plant family called the Agavaceae.
Somebody makes you cactus tequila, be careful. How do you keep up with demand if you have a old factory and you're using all of these olden-day methods?
Well, we're not the lowest priced tequila out there, so it's not it's not like it's selling truckloads. But we started, and we make about 2,000 liters a week on a 5-day shift. And so when we did our first capacity increase, we went to a two shifts. So now we work the factory about 20 days and we doubled it up. And we just put a new oven in so that we can go to 7 days a week, and that'll increase our capacity by about 40%. And we'll do 7 days a week, two shifts, four different production teams, though.
How many people does it employ?
Well, we're 65 people now and producing currently. We'll probably have to add about another 25.
Interesting. You see, Tabo, when they give back the land, we can start agave factories all over the Karoo. I think it'll be absolutely stunning. So how popular is tequila versus other kinds of alcohol all over the world in South Africa?
I think it's number six on the list, actually, but it's really coming up now in the years. Last year, I think, just in the U.S., they did about 6 million cases. So it's doubled in the last 5 years. And in the international market, the tequila drinking and mezcal, of course, too, is also made from a similar agaves, but is also increased dramatically.
And, I mean, you know, wine, you get wine, and then you get wine, and then you get, like, very serious wine. And I'm assuming it's similar with tequila. So how do you tell if you've got the good stuff or you've got the cactus?
Well, one, don't freeze it down if you're going to taste it. You should never taste it. If you like to drink it on ice, drink it on ice. But don't, when you're tasting it, don't freeze it down. Always taste it room temperature to compare. But it should have plenty of flavor, and it really shouldn't burn your throat. If it burns your throat, that's probably something you were drinking in college, you know.
Well, I was going to ask, you know, because it is something that you think of tequila as you drank it at university. It wasn't great for your voice cords. The way you're describing it, it's like you've got to be a bit of a connoisseur. You've got to wear the right hat, you know. Is that the way you like to drink your tequila?
Well, yes, I drink it neat, and I drink it with a side of water always. So I always try to drink one full glass of water for one full glass of tequila.
Okay, well, that's a good lesson, I think, for all of those college people out there who are probably drinking it incorrectly. Now, we've discussed the agave at the top of the bottle. Tell us a little bit more about the label and what you do to sort of make it extra special and the bottle itself.
Well, first on the neck label, we have the initials of my grandfathers. I'd like to say the abuelos. And I have the initials of my abuelo, bisabuelo, and tatarabuelo on the on the neck label. And then going down onto the main label, we have a vignette there, or a drawing there that's encapsulated there. And that's the actual distillery. And that's the distillery looks absolutely like that, with one exception. If you look on the left-hand corner of the distillery, you'll see a big rock. Well, we moved that big rock. So that's the only changes we've made on the label, and then you'll come down and see our escudo, or our coat of arms, with the two horses on it and the swords. And then below that, the name Fortaleza, and then dropping down to the crushing stone as our design on the very bottom. And the crushing stone is what kind of makes us famous, because it's an old process, but nobody was doing it anymore. And so when we got the distillery going, we found that, and we tasted this tequila, we said, wow, we're tasting something that a process from 150 years ago. Everybody had automated, and they changed the taste completely. So you're tasting something that's from 150 years ago.
So you guys are to tequila what artisanal beer is, you know, in the rest of America.
Absolutely.
Now, just to describe the factory, because it's fascinating, because you've actually got the milling stones outside the factory on the label, and you can see different sorts of plants that you would expect to see in a desert. And it's really just like one house, like one small hut almost.
That's absolutely what it looks like. It's not big. When people come to visit us in our distillery, and we get visitors all the time, they're stunned, because they're saying, you make the tequila there? And yeah, and they come in and they see the people working. We have about eight people inside the distillery. It's actually a team of nine people. But it's very small, and that's why my grandfather closed it in 1968, and it was dead. But fortunately, we kept this distillery when he sold the brand.
And with the swords, you could definitely feel a little bit like Zorro. And then below that is product of Mexico, where you guys get it from. What does Los Abuelos mean?
Abuelos.
Yeah, my Spanish is just awful. Yeah, what does that mean?
Los Abuelos means the grandparents, but it also means the grandfathers, because there is no word in Spanish for the grandfathers. And I honor my grandfathers this way by, I'm very fortunate to walk in their footsteps, and I wanted to make sure that the product represents the, puts a, an honor to them.
And so you actually engrave it on every bottle under the label?
Well, yeah, but don't, well, don't. Yes, that's a secret, you know.
Okay, so no one's listening. Don't worry. It's not a problem. So if you would like to see the label, you want to drink the stuff, you want to get the agave, on the top, please WhatsApp us, 061-895-1019, SMS us 34519. Where is Fortaleza made? That's what we want to know on the show today, if you want to get a bottle of this great tequila. All right, I'm going to stop talking for 2 seconds now so that we can do the important part of the show, which is trying it out and seeing what it's like. So, Tabo, you can also turn on all the mics and we can get a bit of a team perspective of what it means to have 1850. What's the math on that? 150? 250? I don't know. It's very old method of making tequila. So let's give that a try. You're right. It isn't like putting your throat on fire, which is very, very nice. Friends, how would you describe it?
No, I do agree. Yeah. It doesn't like get in there and attack you. It's quite smooth.
It's very smooth.
Very smooth.
And you can kind of taste the agave, actually. Whereas before, I have to say my previous experiences with tequila have been a version of paraffin. So this is delightful, actually. Tabo, what do you think?
You know what, Benj? When we go to the club, normally before we drink tequila, we'll have salt and lemon, a piece of lemon, and then for it to go down well. But this one doesn't need all these unnecessary things to have on your table.
Okay, so I can see you guys nodding there in agreement. That's what you like to hear.
Absolutely. We love to hear that. And by the way, I did give up the city when I started. Do you know that?
You gave up the city of the...
Where we make it.
Oh, really? Okay, yeah. So I clearly wasn't listening either. But what Mexico will do, if you give us Mexico, it'll be all right. So where can people get the bottle if they don't win today? Yeah, so we're just got to bring in the marketing, South African marketing people at this point.
It's available at all local retail outlets. It's available at Norbert Goodfellas. It's available at Macro, selected Tops outlets, any high-end liquor stores. The product is available.
And have you been in South Africa a long time?
We've been in South Africa as a company for about 3 years.
Okay.
Fortaleza itself for just over a year.
And have you found a lot of love from... have you found a lot of love from the South African public? Are we connoisseurs of tequila drinking?
We have. We've tapped into the tequila nerds. It is a good market for tequila in South Africa, so we're pushing on through.
Okay, well, that's good to hear. 34519, that is the SMS line, 061-895-1019. Where is Fortaleza made? And then you can get a bottle. We'll also be posting a picture of it on our Facebook page because I really do think it is an exquisitely designed bottle. If people want to see it, do you guys have a website somewhere you can find more information?
Yes, it's, we have a website. It's fortaleza.mx, or they can go to...
if you want any queries or just go to trumanandorange.com.
Right. Well, there you go. If you want a little bit more information. Seriously, guys, I think what you should be doing as just a thing for world peace is send a bottle to the White House, and then I'm sure Trump will be quite happy to let all the Mexicans in. You know what I mean? Fortaleza is your tequila for today. Guillermo, thank you so much for coming into studio and sharing with us this amazing history and the amazing tequila.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here in South Africa.
Yeah. Enjoy the rest of your stay.